It's Valley Focus, and I'm Kayla Mortellaro, your guide for the program, as we turn our attention here to Crossroads, as we are joined by outpatient manager Riley Monahan and executive director Lee Piaski. Thank you both for your time today.
Great to be here, Kayla.
Crossroads aims to provide high-quality, affordable, comprehensive substance abuse treatment programs and services that promote prevention, recovery from alcoholism and drug addiction, personal growth, accountability, self-sufficiency, and healing. So, Lee, how long has Crossroads been serving the Phoenix community, and what sorts of programs do you offer?
Kayla, almost since the dinosaurs walked the earth, we've been here. Actually, we've been here since 1960, and In the last 5 to 6 years, we've become a treatment center, a fully licensed treatment center that does, you know, every form of substance abuse treatment that you can think of. We're licensed by the state of Arizona. We're soon to open up our ninth campus in Scottsdale. And, I wish I could tell you that business was poor, but business, unfortunately, is very good, even during the pandemic.
When you talk about fully licensed treatment center, for those that maybe don't know, what is the difference here and what makes you now a fully licensed treatment center? What sort of qualifications and the things did you have to go through to get that qualification?
Good question. So, like I said, we started in 1960, and for the first 55 or so years of our existence, we were what was called a sober living facility or a halfway house. In 2014, because of the changes, especially brought on by the Affordable Care Act, we decided to become a licensed treatment center so that we could start taking insurance. And it is a process. You go through many inspections, fill out more forms than you've ever seen before. People come out and look at everything that you do. You have to meet qualifications of certain people with professional licenses. We have a medical clinic, so we have to have licensed medical personnel. It's a pretty complicated thing to become a licensed treatment center. It takes a while. I'm glad I don't have to go through it again, Kayla.
Fair enough, but I'm sure you're glad that you have. And with that, you mentioned that you're soon going to be opening your ninth campus in Scottsdale. So how many locations do you have in the Valley, and how are each of these locations unique in what they do?
We have 9 locations with our corporate center. Our corporate center basically is where we hope to start a detox program next year. Otherwise, it just houses our corporate offices and a medical clinic. Where we do admissions, but we do have 7 other operational campuses right now where we do residential treatment, intensive outpatient treatment. On our 9th campus, which we just purchased, will be located in Scottsdale, right around 77th Street in McDowell, very close to that area. It's going to be a large campus. We're going to do a lot of new programming there, a lot of intensive outpatient work, start some new groups, maybe even expand our detox center there. We've got lots of plans for it. It's a beautiful campus, and it's going to be a great addition to our family.
And Lee, if someone is interested in learning more about Crossroads and the different locations, where can someone turn online to access that information?
Best to go to our website, www.thecrossroadsinc.org, and you can read all about us.
Executive Director Lee Piaski, as well as Outpatient Manager Riley Monahan here on Valley Focus. Riley, as Outpatient Director, what is the outpatient process like? Is this kind of focused on following those who were inpatient and you're helping them with the transitional phase, or is this focusing on people who never came inpatient?
Yeah, great question. Happy to be here. So, that's a little bit of both, but our most recent program we call Crossroads Aftercare Program, and that is primarily for those who have completed residential treatment and they're out on their own. They're in the world out there being re-exposed to some external cues, and we're here to help them continue the momentum. But that's not to say outpatient is solely for those clients. We also do offer early intervention services for those who maybe aren't ready for residential treatment or aren't eligible yet. So We do have a variety of programs, and our most recent, we call CAP, Crossroads Aftercare Program.
Crossroads has been committed to helping people throughout COVID-19, but what are you seeing from trends of people in need of Crossroads' help, and has there been a direct correlation to what COVID-19 has brought upon all of us?
Yeah, so, you know, in these kind of unprecedented times, there's never been more of a need for the connection, especially when they're out there back, you know, attending work and trying to keep back into the swing of things in early recovery. So the idea is to bring them together in these peer groups, have them discuss and process the different exposure to triggers and urges. And those are, you know, never more present now than in these the COVID times. So the groups help them build the skills they need to keep going with recovery.
You talk a lot about these groups here with the CAP, the Crossroads Aftercare Program. In addition to that, is there any offerings of one-on-one counseling as well to maybe dive into something that they would like some more professional help setting with?
Yeah, great question. So the programs, all of our outpatient and residential programs offer that dual purpose. So they have their groups, which is where they can connect with like-minded peers. And then we have these foundational individual sessions where some of the magic happens. They connect individually with a qualified behavioral health professional, and they work through some of the individual problems, issues, or successes that come up. So those are our foundational piece of our services.
Outpatient Manager Riley Monahan, as well as Executive Director Lee Piaski with Crossroads here on Valley Focus. Lee, you're talking about expansion. You've talked about changes that you've made. So with that in mind, though, how does Crossroads help people with and without insurance?
Well, our goal at Crossroads is to help everybody that walks in the door, no matter what their circumstances. So, we do have insurance contracts. And we do take insurance, obviously, but for the people that come here that don't have any insurance and don't have any means to pay for their services, we were able to acquire a grant from the federal government that allows us to help those people too. So the great thing about Crossroads is nobody gets turned away. We help everybody that walks through the door in any way that we can. Nobody gets turned away here.
And so what does Crossroads do that helps people who are maybe apprehensive about taking the first step toward recovery? And then can you walk us through what that process looks like from the time that you first set up to your admissions office and the process that someone would go through?
That's a great question, Kayla. It's so people come here, I mean, at our admissions office, which is 2002 East Osborne Road in Phoenix, Arizona. People line up Monday through Saturday every week. They come in, they fill out a form. These days they actually go through, we get their temperature checked, they're checked for COVID. In fact, all of our residents are given a COVID test before they're admitted into the facility. So we're very safe that way. And so that starts with our admissions process, where people go through a full assessment so that we can see exactly how the best way it is that we can help them. And after admissions, you know, I'm going to turn the rest of that question over to Riley, because he's probably a lot more aware of the nuts and bolts of what happens after admissions. So, Riley, could you help me out?
Sure, Lee. Yeah. So, Kayla, since Crossroads has been really devoted to expanding this continuum of care for our clients. So they come into admissions, they're assessed, their needs are determined. And so normally they attend a residential facility for a period of roughly 30 to 60 days. It varies for clients to clients. And then we encourage them to continue on into an intensive outpatient program, which has groups offered multiple times a week, and try to step them down into that transition period back into independent living. And so from there, we also encourage them to participate in long-term care, outpatient care, which is what I had mentioned before. And then there's always an encouragement of community support, and that's what Phoenix offers truly very, very well. These 12-step meetings, various smart recovery meetings that offer this community support to individuals to get them past that hump and prevent relapse.
Outpatient manager Riley Monahan and executive director Lee Piaski with Crossroads here on Valley Focus. What makes Crossroads unique in the Valley?
You know, I think it's basically the way that we approach things. Number one, we're a very peer-driven organization. And really what that means is that the vast majority of our clients, we've got 250 employees, but the majority, 90% of our employees are former residents of Crossroads. They've went through the program. That would include me, by the way. I checked into Crossroads in 1998 never left, and they finally made me the director. So that's probably the most unique thing. When you come to Crossroads, you're going to run into just about everybody who knows exactly where you are, exactly what you've been through, because they've been there themselves. And that unique perception is really important, I think, for the success of our clients.
As we kind of transition here into the holidays, it's a bit of a disjointed holiday season because of COVID-19, so maybe that also imparts some more stressors and triggers for people. So what are some reasons why the holidays bring about so many relapses?
Well, I think holidays in general are stressful. Even in normal years, they're stressful. But this year, I think it's doubly so. And what I mean by that is addiction many times is a disease of isolation. People isolate. They're by themselves, maybe away from their families. Maybe they're not welcome in their families anymore. Maybe they've lost a lot of their friends, and so they're alone, alone in their addiction. And this year especially, they're really alone because, I mean, even for most of our population, we're not able to be with our families like we'd want to be. So this year, isolation and being alone is especially a terrible thing. And I know a lot of people wonder out there, gee, is it okay to check into a treatment center during this time of COVID? Isn't that dangerous? And really, because of our great medical staff and the things that we do and all of the ways that we safeguard and the protocols that we use against COVID, this is really a very safe place for anybody to be. So I encourage anybody out there who's alone, maybe worried about COVID, maybe looking for reasons not to get into treatment. Now is the greatest time to get into treatment, and I really encourage everybody to try and get here and get help if you need it.
Executive Director Lee Piaski, as well as Outpatient Manager Riley Monahan. So for either of you, is there anything else that we haven't touched on about Crossroads that you really want to convey to our audience?
I'm sure Riley's got a good answer for that one.
I do, actually. It's important to include, we have recently introduced an after-hours phone line to help with these difficult times. It has texting capabilities. There's somebody available until 9 p.m. at night to assist and answer any inquiries regarding treatment. So anybody who's apprehensive or unsure about eligibility, we have somebody available. They can be reached at 602-615-5836.
One more time on that phone number.
Absolutely. 602-615-5836.
And while you're at it, one more time on your admissions office as well as the website for people to learn more.
Yeah. So the website is www.thecrossroadsinc.org. And our admissions office, the corporate office, is located at 2002 East Osborne Road, and that's Phoenix, 85016. And that number there is 602-263-5242. Again, that number, 602-263-5242.
I greatly appreciate both of your times today.
Thank you, Kayla, and happy holidays to you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Outpatient Manager Riley Monahan, as well as Executive Director Lee Piaski with Crossroads, as you have been listening right here to Valley Focus.